Hello, this is Eli Pliskin of Eishet Torah. Our text is Life is Now. We're in the second half of chapter 23. A fellow who was in counseling for a long time to try to help him overcome his unhappiness, he came to one of my classes on joy. And after the class, he told me a little bit about himself, and he mentioned, "I've been struggling with unhappiness and anger for a very long time. I have been trying to understand why I am the way I am. I've made a lot of progress, but I'm still very unhappy much of the time." So I asked him, "How much time have you spent on creating more joy through gratitude, kindness, and meaningful goals?" He responded, "Well, this is the first time I've been to a yeshiva. I'm in business and I don't consider myself very spiritual. My therapist was interested in why I'm not happy. He would ask me each session, 'What have you learned lately about the roots of your unhappiness?'" Now, I asked him, "Would you really like to be joyful?" So he said like this, "I haven't thought too much about joy. I spend my time on building my business. When I do think about how I feel, I just relive the unhappy scenes and try to understand the roots of my unhappiness." So I told him like this, "Unhappiness can have many roots in the past, but in the present, you're not using your mind the right way if you really want to be joyful. The way to create more joy is to spend more time thinking about gratitude. It's great that you came to our yeshiva. You're going to learn how to think and speak with greater gratitude. You'll learn about engaging in more acts of kindness. And you'll upgrade your life goals, regardless of what you do financially. This is a proven recipe for increasing happiness," I explained. "It makes sense to me," he responded. "Realize that the idea of focusing for a long time on the opposite of happiness and joy, in order to gain insight, is a fairly new idea. That idea was not developed by studying the thoughts and actions of truly joyful people. Recent brain research is totally consistent with what Rambam, Maimonides, wrote about increasing the time you act consistent with the traits that you want to develop. So the way to build joy is to keep speaking and acting with more joy, and it adds up."